What's the word I'm looking for? Some deep stuff to think about there, thank you. Jerry, I hand over to you now.
Thank you very much. Hello everyone. My name is Jerry and I am a sugar addict and a compulsive overeater. It's a real joy to be here. I am at the other end of the spectrum. I am a newbie. I'm the baby of the table, which is something which I'm really thrilled to be saying at the age of 58. But this is my very first OA convention. And I can't tell you, this is not going to be my last. I have found the experience here over the 24 hours or so that I've been here so affecting. And it's just been a joy to meet so many wonderful. But let me give you a little bit of background as to what I'm doing here. I'm new. I'm new to Overeaters Anonymous in the fact that I've been coming regularly to meetings since January of this year. I've been abstinent since February of this year. My home group is the 9 p.m. Big Book group, which I go to about 4 or 5 times a week. I have a sponsor who's here. So I'm not going to be able to give you any BS. Oh, I don't normally get that. All right. I was trying to keep it soft, you see. Yes, no, I can speak up. Yes, so I was just saying, yeah, my sponsor is in the room, so I can't... I'm not going to spin you any tales. But although I'm new to Overeaters Anonymous, this isn't my first around the block. I came first to OA in the 90s, and I came again about 10 years ago. And I came to meetings, and I listened, and I shared, and all that stuff. What I didn't do was I didn't work the steps. I didn't ask someone to be my sponsor and to take me through the path that they had followed. Didn't do those things. And it didn't work. And on both of those occasions, I gave up the ghost. Now, I am not unique, I know, from having spoken to a number of you, in that my issues with food are not the only issue that I have had to deal with in terms of addiction in my life. No, sir. I have played whack-a-mole with addictions, I think pretty much for as long as I can remember. Certainly food was the first. I can remember as a child, vividly, going into my grandmother's pantry to get jelly. I really liked jelly, kind of boxes of jelly. I didn't make the jelly, I would just open it and I would eat the jelly straight out of the packet. If I got hold of a loaf of bread, I would scoop out the middle and just squash it down. That was when I was 7, 8 years old. And it went on for some time. I was a chubby child. But when I was in my late teens, when I was about 11 or 12, I started finding other things and went off on a different path. And that path brought me to my knees when I was 28 years of age. And that was when I discovered the Big Book, Alcoholics Anonymous, and the 12 Steps. And I was very, very fortunate because in 1992, two people who had spent a long time studying the Big Book, Joe and Charlie, some of you may have heard of them, their tapes still help people today. They were alive and they were doing the rounds, and myself and my sponsor, we went and spent a weekend doing their workshop in Porchester Hall in London, and that book came to life. And I began to understand the meaning of recovery. And after that experience, we went and we set up a meeting that was based on that experience. So we read from the Big Book every week. And we had with us a copy of Webster's Dictionary, an American dictionary from the 1930s. And we would stop when there was a word that we didn't understand, and we would look it up so that we had clarity as to what the message of the book was. Great. And I have continued to work a program all this time. So why am I here talking to you as a newcomer in OA? Why is it that at the beginning of this year my ambition was to lose weight? So I went and I ordered running gear from Amazon and I started running. I did the little app, I won't mention the name, oh no, but there's an NHS app that I did. Did it once, twice maybe. But I started going out to the shop and then getting stuff from the shop, hiding in a park, binging it down, and then jogging home. That was this year, okay? Something was not right in my world. And the fact that I had 30 years of that book and these steps and practicing the principles in all my affairs, somehow or other, something wasn't working. And I knew something wasn't working. And I could, you know, I could see where the trajectory was. A couple of years ago, I was running a charity and funding became very difficult, and so I started working very, very long hours for this charity, trying to keep it going. And because it was a charity, one of the things that we got was that somebody came around every so often with a big box of chocolates and flapjacks, and it was an honesty box, you see. So what you would do is you'd take whatever it was, you'd put a pound in, and when it was empty, they came around and they refilled it. Well, it was empty quite often and was refilled quite often. The thing is that nobody else worked in the office. It was just me. But I was working these long, long hours and, you know, trying to keep this thing going against, obviously, what was my higher power's will for me. And in that experience, I was blocking out my connection to spirituality and to my higher power. And I lost my way. I was still going through the motions. I was still sponsoring people. I was still going to meetings in the other fellowship. But I'd lost my way. And I was in a dark, dark place when I came to Overeaters Anonymous. And I knew that the only way that I was going to make this work was if I could somehow put aside my experience of the 12 steps of the big book and take this as a newbie. And I knew I needed to find someone who wouldn't take any BS from me and who would call me out. And I'm very, very, very lucky that I found that person. She's in this room, and I'm very, very grateful that this weekend I met her in person for the very first time. I can tell you, amazing. But over a relatively short period of time, we worked through the 12 steps using the big book Alcoholics Anonymous, but also using the tools of OA. Using podcasts, using the worksheets that we've been using in the workshops here today, and focusing on my life today as someone who is powerless over food. Looking at the food, which for me is alcoholic food, that I need to be aware of. I am a sugar addict. I'm also a compulsive overeater. Those two things are what I have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And I cannot afford issues like resentments or jealousies or feeling that my feelings have been hurt to get to a stage where reaching for sugar or overeating is the solution. So, what I needed to do was to be absolutely honest about where I'm at. And I started by explaining to my sponsor about the difficulties that I'd been experiencing, about the work that I'd been doing, about the long hours that I'd been putting in, etc. And she said to me, what I'm hearing here is that you're being a bit of a martyr. Yes, that was it, martyr. That was what I had become. The stuff that I had dealt with 30 years previously, the behavior, the wreckage that I'd dealt with when I had done very thorough step fours and fives, those had transmogrified over the years into something which was much more subtle and was much more impervious into relationships. And I was masking with this martyrdom syndrome. I had to stop it. I had to be honest enough to say, this image that I try and put out now of someone who is spiritual, who is a nice person, yeah? I try and convey that. There is a layer below that. And that layer below it is what keeps tripping me up. And I have got to see that, and I have got to express it, and I have got to share it with another person. And that's what the process of doing step four and step five in OA did for me. I had to look at myself today. I had to look at the fact that I'm a married man. I've been married for 12 years. My wife is not in a fellowship, she's not in recovery. It is not for her to worry about my food plan. However, if I need to know what I'm going to be eating that evening, and we are sharing the cooking, and we are sharing the planning of meals, she is involved in that process. Now, me saying to my wife, I need to know what we're eating tonight so I can put this in a food plan and share it with my sponsor in the morning, that wasn't going down well as a message. No. I had to be aware that my recovery is my recovery, and the impact that it has on other people is sometimes really quite subtle. So I need to explain things in a different way, in a more honest way, and explain why I need to be thinking ahead of what I'm going to be putting in my mouth 8-9 hours away from that time. And also acknowledge the fact that it could change, because if I am not preparing the meal and there are ingredients in the meal which are not available, then I will accept that. But I will also be honest about it. I still share with my sponsor pictures of the food that I'm eating. Today, I did, because of the fact that we are both here, I had the opportunity of taking my plate and saving her a little bit of memory on her phone and showing it to her. But I still do that. And from time to time, she will call me out. Still, she will call me out, because I'm not perfect and I can slip up. I need that accountability. I need that accountability because I am a slippery customer. I am. I can twist things very, very easily. Thank you. So I want to just express the fact that for me, doing step five, I've said this to Sammy, but I really do feel this passionately. Doing step five was for me like spiritual dynarod. Yep. It cleared the way. And when it was cleared, the light went back on, you know? That passion that I felt about recovery, that connection that I felt with my higher power, that I had masked over some time. It cleared. And I am so, so grateful for that. More than anything else. More than the weight I've lost, although I am grateful for that too. I'll end on this. 2 weeks ago, my granddaughter had a birthday and we wanted to do something as a family for the birthday, and she wanted to go kayaking. Okay, my time is up. So I'll be very quickly. So kayaking, had to get it put on a wetsuit. They gave me a wetsuit. And what it said inside the wetsuit was medium. M. It said medium. And I was just blown away by the fact that it said, and I was showing people, this says medium. You see that? Tell you the truth, I'm not a medium. I'm still not a medium, I'm still a little, but I squeezed into that medium. Because I was not going to give it back. And that is just one tiny example of the life that I live today. And it's thanks to you and you and you and all of you. I'm such a grateful customer. Thank you very much indeed.